Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet,
send the
raining down. Here on the battleground,
for your glory,
we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principalities messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Good morning, beautiful family. Blog Talk and YouTube, good morning. How is everybody doing? I hope everybody is doing well. Good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning on this very important topic that we as Black folks need to have. This is a much needed topic in our community because a lot of our standards are not. Our business practices are not up to par. And I know, I do understand that we don't have a whole lot of money like everybody else does, but that's not an excuse to be raggedy. That is not an excuse to not be honest. That's not an excuse not to hold your end of the bargain, okay? We are not going to be like them. We expect that from them. That's what they do. But we want to be different. We don't want to be like the stereotype tells us that we're going to be thieves, we're going to be dishonest, we're going to be ghetto, we're going to be liars, we're going to not honor each other. We're not going to be like that. We are going to hold each other to a standard. Blog Talk, let me give you the number in case anybody wants to call in, and that number is 563-999-3682. Again, 563-999-3682, Blog Talk. And StreamYard and YouTube, thank you for joining you guys. You guys, I'm going to give you the title for Blog Talk. The blog talk title is changing of the guides. You have to put that in first. And then when you trust your own and get ripped off, okay? What happens when you trust your own and get ripped off? That's the one if you want to look it up on YouTube. I am very disappointed this morning. And as some people, if you saw the preview before, I had a picture of a vehicle on the front. And it's really talking about today we're going to talk about honoring each other, honoring our word, and honoring standing behind your merchandise, standing behind your product. If you sell a product, make sure that it is good quality. Make sure that it's standing. And I know we don't have a whole lot of money, you guys. I know we're just starting out, some of us. But don't go into buying stuff that really is not a good product, or you know that it's not a good product, and you try to sell it anyway, you know, at a high price, and then and you don't stand behind it. That we don't want to get into that. We expect white folks to cheat us. We expect them to be disrespectful and rude. But this is why we are in the black community, leaving their businesses and coming over to create our own, right? We're going to create the reality that we want to see, correct? We are going to recreate and trust each other and treat each other with great exceptional customer service. We are going to have a smile on our face, and we're going to be excited to have this business. We are going to be excited because we have an opportunity to have our own. That's where it should, and let's not get to the point where we are taking each other for granted because we are doing well, because that can change at any moment. Because when you start giving out bad jujus or bad karma, it comes back, right? Because I read in the Word, it says, I visit the sins of the Father to the third and fourth generation. That means if I do something, if I don't get it back, then my children have to live in that. I don't want my children to live in something that I created for them, and they're getting bad juju throughout their lifehood or throughout their life or every now and again because something I did. I don't want to do that. We bought a car. Well, my husband bought a car. And this was his dream car. And, you know, we all want our dream vehicles because my dream is to get a three-wheeler, okay? And I have one, okay? I got one, but that is my dream, okay? Yes, I have a motorcycle. Yes, I love it. Yes, I ride. But that was my dream. But when you get your dream vehicle, and this is a vehicle, and this is a 63 AMG or something. It's a Mercedes, okay? But, you know, I'm not getting cars. So I think it's an AMC, AMG, AM something 63. Okay, yeah. For my car people, you know what kind of car I'm talking about. For me, I don't care about cars like that, but that's his dream car. So we, of course, when he first called me talking about it, and I just didn't feel good about it. I'm like that. I can tell. I don't even have to meet the person or, you know, the situation will come to me, yay or nay. That's just a gift. Don't ask me how. I'm sure other people have that gift where discernment is real strong, and I can talk to somebody on the phone and be like, I don't want to deal with that person because of, you know, some things I'm feeling. So when he first talked to me about the deal, and I said, honey, I said, let's try to wait. I wasn't too impressed on what I saw. What I was hearing from what he was talking about. So, of course, you know me, and they like what they like, and it's okay. That's what he wanted. But I wasn't feeling it. He called and he, you know, was telling me about the deal. And I said, well, that's what you want. I said, but this is how I feel. So the conversation went on. He said, well, I want to go down there. I want to take you down there and look at it because, you know, it's a great car. I've seen it. I like it. And I really want it, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, I'll ride with you. But the morning that we were supposed to go, we called. And the young man, Robert is his name, okay? And I did leave his phone number. So we want to show Robert some love. We're going to show him love because I called and showed him some this morning. So we did call him, and it was some things that needed to be done with the car. And, you know, in the conversation, Robert said, that, well, you come down here, it'll be done. Well, it was, I think, the tire was losing pressure. We wanted to check that out, and something on the dashboard, light was on or something, and it was another thing. It was like three things that was wrong. And he said, okay, it was supposed to be done by the time we got there. He said somebody was looking at the car. He was waiting for it to get back and blah, 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 whatever. So I looked and I said, honey, I said, when we get down there, I said, that man's not a man, his word. And that's what I told him. And I said, when we get down there, whatever needed to be done in that car won't be done. All right. I knew it. So, of course, we went down there. It was an hour and maybe some minutes, hour and a half, hour and some minutes away from us. But we didn't leave right then. We was kind of giving him time to make sure that it was done. So I think we didn't leave for like 2 hours. Okay, so it took us in total, but we didn't get down into, what, 3.5 hours after we had talked to him. So 3 hours giving him time to get the work done and get the car back and blah, blah, blah. So we got down there. Of course, the car was there. And everything that was wrong that he was supposed to be working on wasn't done. None of it. The tire, the little light, and the front was the front fender had a little slit in or something, and it was supposed to be fixed or whatever. None of that was done. And I said, okay, honey. I said, well, leave the car here. Don't sign any paperwork. Don't give any money and until he fixes what he said is wrong with the car. That was the discussion before we left the house. We weren't going to put down any money. We weren't going to sign any papers. We were going to make sure everything was done. We were going to give him time to do it if it wasn't done, and we were going to come back. We still wanted the car, but we just wanted him to do the work. But that wasn't what happened. My husband ended up doing the paperwork that day, even though things weren't done, because he got Robert's word. He got Robert's word. And family, your word is your bond. Your word is your bond. Let's not say stuff just to make money. That's not cool. That's not cool at all. When I said what I said, I told my husband I didn't trust him, that he wasn't somebody that was trustworthy. I was told that I was too hard on individuals. I was told that I'm too hard on black people. Now, my husband knows that I have a love for my people, but I have a love for them to do the right thing. I just believe that it's in us to do the right thing. We've taken on our enemy's characteristics, but I think that once we see that we have to do the work. Once we see that there are some issues, if we have an issue with lying, if we have an issue with being trustworthy, we have a history or an issue with just being accountable, then I think we have to do the work in us, okay? Nobody's perfect. Oh, God, no, nobody's perfect, and that's not what I'm saying. But when you know that there is an issue in you that needs some attention, because some people, for me, I'm a late start. I'll come a little late, okay? I'm supposed to be here at 12. I get to work at 12, right after. I'm just saying, I have a habit of that, and I've been trying to work on that, and God knows I've been trying to work on that. But if it's something that I really don't want to do, I'm going to be late. I already know that. So I try to leave on time. I try to get dressed ahead of time, but at the end, I still end up slowing down, and I end up lagging behind. Okay, but if it's something I really want to do, I'm there. Okay, if it's an interview, I know to get there early, or if it's something business-wise, I know to get there early because it's something I want to do. Okay, but I know I have an issue of running late. Okay, I got it. I inherited that because my mom was terrible. She would, if you tell her you had an appointment at 2, your appointment was at 2, excuse me, you better tell her 1:30, 1, okay? And then you might get there too. My mom was terrible, but all her sisters are like that. But that's no excuse. I'm not saying that that's no excuse for not correcting. I'm not going to say, oh, I inherited, blah, blah, blah. No, when you see something in you, like for instance, if you're a liar, and you know that you have an issue with lying. And I know some people that do have issues with lying, and I'll be telling them, you need to take care of that. Because that I can't stand a person that lies. I'm telling you, I told the young man tonight, I told Robert, I just talked to him, they've been out a couple hours ago, and I told him I was going to do a show, and I wanted him to come on because I wanted us to kind of talk it out. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted him to tell his side of the story because there's my side, his side, and the truth, right? I believe that. There's three sides. I saw it different. He saw it different. And I know there's another side, but I offered him an opportunity to come on, and he did hear, and I told him some things about, just what I'm saying to you. We have to be trustworthy. We have to be honest with our own. We have a stereotype as far as the stereotype of saying that black folk are dishonest, black folk are sneaky, we can't trust each other, we don't trust each other, we won't trust each other, we don't like each other, the stereotype. Let's not do that. Let's not be that. Let's do something different. Let's be better than what the stereotype is. Let's be better than Willie Lynch, okay? Let's be better than the Stockholm Syndrome. Let's do it different. Let's do the work in us so that we can get better results because we can do this. We built this country. So you see what we can do. Let's get back to the leadership ability. Let's get back to being leaders. Let's get back to being builders and owners. And let's get back to the gift that was placed in us during birth. Even from the beginning of the foundation, let's get back to being who God created us to be. Okay, we are leaders. They took that gift. They won't let you lead. They won't let you own companies. They won't let you lead companies. They won't let you be CEOs, big CEO five, because they say, oh, black folk are this, black folk are that, black folk can't do this. But we know we can, and I know we can. But I told him I expected more. He was shocked at the phone call. And I said, you're shocked at the phone call? We've had conversations, so you knew what kind of person I was sitting in your office. I said, so for you to be very shocked at this phone call, it just speaks volumes to me, because it tells me that you're used to getting away with craziness. You're used to getting away with stealing. You're used to getting away with lying, and nobody has held you accountable. Nobody has placed you in a hot seat. Nobody has told you that behavior is not acceptable, but I'm telling you now, that behavior right there, if you are going to be a prosperous business owner, which is what we all want, you're going to have to take care of that issue right there, that lying and that being, and now that you're a thief and you're a liar, you're going to have to take care of that. And he did. He listened to me. But what are you going to do about it? It's not up to me. I'm not begging you to do anything. I just want you to do the right thing, and that's what I told him. I said, my husband didn't have that car a month, I think he drove it one time, and it broke down, okay? He trusted you, and my husband is an amazing man. He trusts everybody. He trusts Robert, and he even took up for him. You know, you're too rough, you're too hard. And I said, okay, you don't give people a chance. I said, okay, when I feel in my spirit, and when I feel in my heart that you can't be trusted, then I have to go by that. I don't know anything else to go by. I don't know how to go past that. I don't know how to look past that. I don't know how to just put that on the side and be like, okay, I'm going to trust this person anyway, even though what I'm feeling is like, the bells, you know, ringing, the fire, you know, all of this is going off in me. And I'm thinking, okay, how do I get past that and trust you anyway? I don't know how to do that. I said, okay, maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully, and I was praying that I was wrong about this person. And I would have loved to have been wrong, which would have been fine. I didn't need to be right in the situation. I don't have to be right in every situation. If I'm really overreacting, I'll take that. But if I'm feeling something, I'm feeling what I'm feeling. I can't help that. But I want us as black people to be held accountable, and I want us to know that our business practices, our word of mouth is your advertisement for your business. And I told him I am going to put you on blast, because right now you failed. You failed as a black business owner. You failed as a person. You failed at being responsible. You failed at being trustworthy and honest. You failed to be honest with your business practices, and that is unacceptable, and that is something we should never accept in a black community. We should never accept somebody that's not giving you 100%. That's even in a marriage, if you're dating a guy or a woman, and you see some areas that need to be tweaked, why not address those areas, or why not say something before you marry that person? Then you try to bring it to the forefront and be wanting that person to change. No, the time to handle that is before the marriage, right? So that's why, you know, I think we as black business owners, it's time for us to step it up. We have to be above and beyond. We have to go be above and beyond. If we're going to be successful in our businesses, we have to give 100%. And when we fall short of that, we need to work on us. We have to work on us. It's so important for others to be able to trust our word. So if you tell me that a car is going to be fixed, if you tell me that the tire, I have to get a new tire. Okay, then get a new tire. Don't let me see the tire pressure going out the tire and tell me it's okay, because that's what he said. Oh, it's okay. And I asked him, I said, well, why was the tire going down? Is it a bad tire? Do we need a new tire, or what's going on? He said, oh, the tire's okay. Okay, come to find out, the tire wasn't okay. We had to end up replacing the tire. So there, that's lie number one. And then there was a light on in the car, and I said, well, why is the light, you know, because that was another issue my husband had seen. It was an issue with the light on, and he said it was a sensor. He said, well, I ordered the part. He said, the part, still waiting on the part. And that, he said, well, that'll be in Tuesday. And my husband, I told him, I said, well, why don't you leave it and let him do all what needs to be done before you bring it home? Nope, he wanted to take it home. He said, well, I'll take it back. I wanted to drive it. He wanted to drive it. And then he said, well, I'll take it back up there Tuesday and let him fix it. So Tuesday came and no Robert. Wednesday came, no Robert. Thursday came, no Robert. Friday came, got in touch with Robert finally. And he said, well, bring the car back. We brought the car back. The car stayed up there for a couple of days till that next, I think it was that, not until that next Tuesday when we got the car back. And he still wasn't working. And he told another lie about the sensor. The Mercedes place saw something else. It wasn't just the sensor, it was something else. And they're, oh, it was a big whatever. But we had already bought the car. I told him, I said, if it had been me, I wouldn't have dealt with you. And I did tell him that today. I said, after me talking to you on the phone, I would have null and void the contract. I wouldn't have ever signed a contract for one because I wouldn't have never talked to you again because I wouldn't have ever wanted to deal with you. Feeling what I felt in my heart, knowing that he was not trustworthy, feeling that, I would have gone on my feelings and not bought a car. I wouldn't have had anything to do with him. I would have never talked to him again because I would have not wanted to get scammed. But that wasn't, you know, that's not my husband. He's more of a, well, let's just, you know, let's just see. You'll see the red flag. You'll see the, you know, the fireballs, and you still will. Maybe we could put the fireballs on the way. Let's get to know the person. Maybe we're just tripping. Maybe it's not what we really feel, and maybe it's not what we're really thinking. Okay. My thing was, I moved out the way. I said, this is your deal. This is what you want. You go for it. I was done with it. Okay, you do you. Because I understand that sometimes I'm a bit much, and if I feel it, I feel it. And I felt that he was not trustworthy. I felt that he was not a man of his word. I felt that this whole deal was not going to go the way we thought it should or the way we wanted it to. But I think we, Black family, need a website to put out there for people that have lack of integrity, that aren't going to do the right thing by their own, because I think we have been in such a toxic society that we've taken on the toxicity of our enemies. We've taken on their behaviors. We've taken on their ways. Hate to say it, but we act, some of us, we act just like our oppressors because we've learned their ways, and we treat each other the same way they treat us. Is the way we treat each other. And that right there is unacceptable. It is time for us to address some things in the Black community. It's time for us to address us. And it's time for us to be one. And it's time for us to be there for each other. And it's time for us to have our backs, each other's backs. It is time for us to stand up and be like, if you see somebody doing something, if you see somebody that's not trustworthy, it's time to call them out on their BS. It is not time for us to. And when he told me that he was very shocked of the phone call this morning, I knew then that he had not ever been called out about his BS. This was a practice or a behavior that he has had throughout his whole life. This is a behavior that needs to be changed, but probably won't be. So my thing is, I told him, I said, karma's coming. And it's unfortunate that your business from this day forth is not going to thrive. The car that you took was a great car. There was nothing wrong with it, but my husband wanted something bigger. Okay, you know, we kind of get, you know, that way. It's okay. But he wanted something bigger, you know, what he wanted to call his retirement car. Okay. But I said, you had a perfectly fine car, but don't think that you are going to get away with what and how you operate it for free. I said, that is the price you're going to have to pay. And being dishonest, that's a high price, okay? You're going to negate your business. You'll stop your business from thriving. Just by being dishonest, because I'm put you out there. I am going to put you out there. I'm going to do a show, and I did tell him I'm doing a show on you this morning. You can come on and you can, you know, speak your piece, but just know that I am doing a show. And my thing is, we have to get to the point where we're being held accountable, and this behavior is unacceptable in the Black community. We have to hold each other at a higher. We have to, and I know. Guess what? I do understand with us, you know, getting into business, you know, we don't have a whole lot of money. I understand that totally. And I do give you the benefit of the doubt. But if you know that you have a car that's a problem, you don't try to bandage it. You don't lie. I mean, my husband was calling him the day that the car went down. He said, oh, I'm going to call the AA, you know, the towing people out or whatever. And he said, well, I can't get anybody. I'm going to call. This is what he said. He said, I'm going to get on the phone right now. And this was the day after Christmas, I think, the day after Christmas. And he said, I can't get in touch with anybody. He said, but maybe tomorrow, I think it was the weekend. He said, so we had to wait till Monday. So Monday came, and, you know, no call from Robert. Tuesday, no call. Here we go again. The man with, you know, no integrity. We're counting on him now to do the right thing. Right, okay. So anyway, he did finally call, and he said, well, I'm having the Mercedes place come and get it now. And then he hung up, and I said, well, how does he know where to get it from? I said, the car wasn't at the house, so where's he getting it from? Does he know where to get the car from? And so my husband called him back and said, hey, Robert, I'm going to have the car. Do you want me to leave the car where it is, which was at the bank in the parking lot? And he said, no, leave the car where it is, and I'm going to have it picked up from that address. Give me the address, and I'll have it picked up from there. Okay, my husband did that. We waited. No Robert. No tow truck, no nothing. Okay, night fine. Now, I mean, time was going past, and I'm like, well, is he going to get the car or not? I mean, it's a big, long, drawn-out whatever with him. He's a liar. Every time he said something out of his mouth, it was a lie. And he would be, oh, I'm taking care of it. I got it. And nothing. How are you like that? And it's okay. You are a liar. Do you really realize that you are a liar? You have no integrity. That's what I'm saying. And that's what I've seen from the beginning from him. That was what I saw in the beginning, a man with no integrity that was trying to convince my husband that he had integrity, and I already saw that he didn't. But my thing is, why is it okay? And why is it that we accepted that behavior, and why do we accept his behavior even when we know that you saw that he was a liar? Well, I saw it. I saw that the integrity wasn't there. But from his conversation, nobody has ever called him out. Nobody. Why do we accept that? Why do we not call people out on their BS? Why are we accepting these people that's not going to stand up, stand behind your product? No. We want to do this. And we as black folks, this is our opportunity for greatness. It's our opportunity to have our own businesses. Why are we not holding them to a higher standard? Why are we just allowing them to get away with whatever, and we not? Because I talked to other people, and I said, hey, you guys, what would you do? How do I handle it? What should I do about this car issue? And a lot of people said, just let it go. Why are we just letting stuff go like this? This is an $18,000 purchase, and we're going to let it go when it didn't work one day? So why are we letting this go? Why? I don't understand that. How do we move forward? How do we do better? I guess that's what I'm asking. How do we do better? What would you do about this situation? Because, you know, I fought with doing the show. I fought with myself because I want his business to thrive. But I told him, I said, your behavior is going to stop you from being, it's going to stop your business. It's the integrity issue, your issue. You can't be trusted. You're a liar, and now you're a thief. That's a lot, okay? And you're trying to have your own business. That's a lot. How do you get past that? How do you grow from that? This is not something that this person has developed, you know, overnight. This is not something this person has developed now running a business. This is not something that he's developed. This is not something that he's developed today. This is a man's character. This is his integrity, and it speaks volumes. This is how he runs his business. This is not acceptable. If you're going to work in the black community, we are expecting you to be above and beyond, even with the little money that we are working with in our community, because we have to understand, yes, white folks have been doing this forever. They have been in business forever, so they've had years of practice are doing it right. They still will cheat you. Yes, we expect them to do, we expect to pay a higher interest rate with them. We expect to, you know, not saying it's okay, but we've done it forever. You know, but right now we want to deal with our own. Just like this black bank that I see, what's the guy, young man with the black bank, and he talks about the black bank, and I said, well, are you going to go on the same system that they've gone on, you know, gone on all the times before? You know, yes, you have a black bank, but what are you going to do different? Are you going to give us better interest rate? Are you going to hold us at the same standards? Because, you know, a lot of black folk, you know, our credit is you know, some of us, you know, credit is not to the best. But why is it that we still have to pay 17, 18, 20, 25% interest rate? No. I asked you know, this was in my comment as far as the bank was concerned. I said, well, what are you going to do different than the white bank? Because if you're not going to do anything different, then why do we need to switch over? Dealing with black people, you have to deal with us different. You have to be able to overlook some of the systematic racism that's already been put in place for us to fail. You have to look over that when we do trip over those traps. You have to look, you know, we have to look over that. We had, you know, a car place that came in our neighborhood, and they went out of business because a lot of black people were not being able to qualify for cars, which is sad. They were requiring a lot down. So why is it that when you come in our neighborhood, you require a whole lot more than you would a white person? Why is it when you come in our neighborhood, you want us to pay 21%, 25% interest rate? That's not how we want to do business. That's not how we need to do business. That's not how we're going to do business. We are going to, I say this because I want us to get to the point where we are building up our credit, and we are getting to a place where we can make big purchases without paying 21% interest rate or 17% interest rate or, you know, 12% or 10%. Let's pay the normal percentage, okay? Let's give black folk even ground here. We have not had an even ground. And some people say, well, what do you want us to do, give you loans? Yes, I want you to give us loans. I'm not asking for a handout. I'm asking for the same hand up that you gave everybody else, that you give some, you know, other people that don't look like me. They pay 3% interest rate. I have friends that have credit cards, 3% interest rate. Okay, I want 3% interest rate also. This is what I'm saying. Why is it that we're not held to the same standard? That's what I'm saying. So, and I know we've been in, you know, we're coming into our own family, but I want us to always believe and understand that just because we have our own business, let's think about how we used to be treated by them. Let's not operate with the same principles. Let's not operate and treat our own, because sometimes we have a secret hatred for our own. We have a secret discord. We have a secret, disdain for our own. We have a secret hatred for our own. And it's coming from the toxicity that we live with every day. It's coming from white folk that have shown you every chance that they can how they hate you and how they despise you. And they taught and they treated us with such toxicity, with such anger, such rage, with such distaste, that we turn around and we treat each other the same way. That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. If he had been white, we expect that behavior. But being black, I expect you to do better with your own. I came from dealing with them to deal with my own, because I heard things about dealing with black people, and I wanted that to be a lie. I wanted that to not be true. I wanted him to be a man of his word. I wanted him to be honorable. I wanted him to be proud of having his own business, because he said something. He said, I want you to be happy with this deal, but he didn't really care, because when it came down to it, he didn't do anything to fix it. He didn't do anything. We hadn't even had the car 30 days. He could have just said, okay, you guys, I'm going to do an even switch. I'm going to give you a car back, and, you know, just to let me fix it. Let me give you a car back, you know, and he keep it, and he do the work that needs to be done on it, and then he could charge more money for it, and he would have gotten more money. That's what he should have done. Being the man that he should have been, an honest business owner, businessman, he should have given us our car back, because he had a good car. He has a good car. That's a good car, and I wish we had kept it. I didn't even. I was kind of sad to see it go, because I know it's such a good car, and to get what we got, it hurt. I think it hurt me more than it, and it disappointed me more than it made me mad. I'm not mad as much as it's hurt. I'm very disappointed, and that's what I told him. I said, I'm very disappointed because you lied to us. My husband trusted this man, gave him the benefit of the doubt, and he lied. That right there, you know, it's almost like, you know, I see some people and I look at them and they said, oh, my God, when they're mistreated by white folk, they're like, oh my God, how could they? And it's like, what do you mean, how could they? This is what they do. Why are you shocked? But I'm shocked. But I guess I shouldn't be shocked, because this is the stereotype that we hear from other black people, why they don't deal with black people. But I'm not going to let this stop me from dealing with black people. I'm not going to allow this to stop me from dealing with my brothers or my sisters. I'm still going by. I love shopping from black folks. I even if a couple of businesses I seen earlier in the year, and it was a young lady that had opened up a baby shop, baby clothing shop. And I went in there and gave her a donation. I don't have any babies. My granddaughter's, older. She's not in toddler clothing. And I think she went up to the size, maybe 2T or 4T. I'm sorry, 4T. But my granddaughter's past that. But I gave her a donation anyway, because I'm like, man, maybe somebody will come in here. And I said, use this toward your business, or use this toward somebody that is coming in here and they really see an outfit and they really can't afford it. You know they can't afford it, but they have a small baby and they just want to buy that baby something. Use the donation for them, donations for them, okay? Because it was a nice size donation, because I love to see black businesses thrive. And I know that we, fall short of cash sometimes. We want a certain type of look and we can't get it because of money, and we have to work toward that. And I understand that. So when I can bless, I bless. I love to see. I get excited, and I go on my Facebook page. Every time I see a black-owned business, I'm going on there advertising, because I want people to support us. We have to want to support us. We have to do better. We have to change our mindset. Even though, what happened, I'm still not going to allow what happened to deter me from actually supporting my own. I'm hoping that this video will get us to the point that if we have some issues and we have some stuff that need to be worked on, that we get to work. We do the work. Don't know that you're a liar and you keep lying, thinking nobody sees or nobody knows you're a liar. Everybody knows, everybody sees, everybody hear. Everybody can tell. We looking at the liar and be like, oh, my God, he's lying again. Because it's exactly, every time my husband talked to Robert, that was what I was saying, honey. And he was so excited, he was still believing that this dude was going to come through for him. He really believed that. And I got disappointed for him. And after a while, I just was like, I don't want to hear what he said, because I know he's lying. I said, honey, he's lying again. There you go again. And he would call, and Robert would, oh, my God, how do we fix this? I can't believe. And he was just going on and on and on, like it was such a shock to him. And he would tell a lie, and my husband would hang up the phone thinking, okay, Robert going to do the right thing. And Robert never did. He never did the right thing. He never did. But thank God that my husband had gotten a warranty. But Robert told him when he bought the car, he said, man, you don't need a warranty. I got the, I've been driving that car. That car is a good car. You don't need a warranty. That's what he told him. But thank God that he got a warranty on the car. Thank God. But you know how some warranty places work, right? They don't, cover this, they don't cover that, and they cover that. And one person said, oh, if it's this, we don't cover it. If it's that, we don't cover it. But the warranty had not come in fulfillment as far as yet. We had to wait so many days before we could actually use the warranty. But we wanted to, we wanted Robert to know that, hey, we only had it less than 30 days, and we wanted him to do the right thing by maybe giving us our car back. He had a warranty on the car. Maybe you can use the warranty to fix the car or do what you needed to do on the car, and then you could sell it for more money or whatever. We just wanted him. We were just expecting him to do the right thing, but he didn't. But it's okay. But I just want to hold. I want us to hold each other accountable. I want us to hold each other at a higher standard, and I want us to be 100%. When we sell a product, if you know that that's not a good product, don't sell it. Don't sell it. Treat others like the way you want to be treated. If you want people to scam you, then okay, you be a scammer. But if you expect good service, then you give good service. If you expect, what's going on with my video? I don't know what's going on with my video. Oh, goodness gracious. What happened to my video? Uh-oh. What's going on? I don't know what's going on with my video. Blog Talk, I'm still here. I'm trying to see what happened to my video, but I hope you guys are understanding what I'm saying as far as the integrity issue here. Integrity is everything. Integrity is everything. I mean, if you don't have great integrity, your business is not going to thrive. Your business is going to suck. Seriously. I don't know why I'm always having trouble. I need a new computer. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm going to get me a new computer this year. I promise you. I promise that for myself. I am going to get me a new computer. I don't care. I am. Because this makes no sense. I don't understand why I have to always computer to work. It makes no sense. I'm still on with you guys just trying to get StreamYard back up. But I'm going to keep on. I'm going to continue on with you guys. And I do appreciate everybody that tunes in throughout the week. I appreciate everybody that comes through and checks out the video. I would really like to know what you guys think about the show and how I can improve the show. I know I'm hard, and I'm trying to change the mentality and change the heart of Black people. And this is why I do the shows that I do. It's all about training and teaching. And it's time for us to get it together and know that it's time for us to do something different. It's time for us to want something different. It's time for us to take it to the next level. And how do we take it to the next level? We take it to the next level I'm asking you guys, what do you guys want to see? What do you guys want me to start talking about? What do we want to, what do we want to, I don't want to bore you guys, but I think it's so important. And maybe what I think is important is not what you think is important. You know what I'm saying? Because I see that more Black people are getting into their own businesses. I see that. And I think this show is important because of integrity, honesty. I think that's important. I think of coming into who we are, I think we should give our all, give 100% of us to our business, especially if you want to see it thrive. I am so sorry, you guys. I don't know what happened. My computer is acting. It's like the craziest ever. I am coming back. I'm here. I'm back. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. But I hope that you guys understood. Maybe they just didn't like what I was saying or whatever. I don't know. I told you I have fought with this whole show since Christmas, okay? And I didn't put it on because I don't like – I didn't want to put him on blast. I did not. I want his business to be so successful. I want all of our Black businesses to be successful. That is so important to me. I want us to be top-notch. I don't want us to settle for less. I don't want us to half-ass our stuff. I want, when people walk into, just like I was trying to get the shop, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I'm still looking for a building. The man wanted three times the amount. He wanted $900, and he wanted me to pay down like $2,700. And I'm like, dude, this is a pandemic. Nobody has $3,000 to put into your building. You need to come down. You have to come down on your price. You can't ask for three times the amount. And then they went up $50 on the price. So I'm like, no, you hold on to your building. I'm still looking for a building. So am I good now, you guys, or is it still sounding yucky? Is it okay? Is it all good? Okay, I hope I'm good. But I don't know what's going on with the show today, but I hope that you guys can hear me. I am on Blog Talk too, so you guys can switch over to Blog Talk. And I gave you that number. That number is 563-999-3682. If you want to hear it on the phone, you can call that 563-999-3682, and you can hear me on Blog Talk. I am on Blog Talk at the same time as I am here. But I want us to be above and beyond. I want us to go. I want us to shine. And like I was saying, as far as the business, you know, with the guy we're building, because I am still going to do the vendors. I think that's a good idea because a lot of Black people, we do have our businesses, but we don't have a building. So I wanted to offer you guys a place to come, and you can set up 7 days a week, 6 days a week, 5 days a week. I was going to charge you a fee, a weekly fee, and you can come in the building anytime you want it. It's your business. It's your spot, and you treat it like it's yours. That's what I'm. That's the goal. Okay, and eventually, I wanted to get the next door spot, and this place had an attached spot next to it where I could put in the lawyers. I wanted you guys to go. You guys to have a place to go for your lawyer. You know, your legal advice. I wanted you guys to be able to go to a dentist, and I wanted a doctor that was doing like pap smears or you know, feminine whatever, or just a general practice. That's what I wanted in next door, and then also I wanted to get a place where you can come for electrician, plumbing, or just plain old carpentry work, okay? Because I know we have a lot of Black men that's coming out of jail, out of prison, and they need their own businesses. We are not going to beg white folks to employ us. We are not going to beg them knowing that we've got caught up in their system, their systematical racism, and now you get out of jail, you can't find a place. You can't find employment. You can't find a place to live. They want you to pretty much go back to jail. They won't hire you, won't give you a job because they want to send you behind back to jail. Stream is choppy. Maybe I need to come back out and go back in. What you think? Hold on. Let me try to. Hold on, you guys. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm coming out. I'm going to go back. I'm going to come out and go back. I'm going to see if I can do that. Hold on. I'm coming back. I'm going to just have to go out and come back in. I don't know what's going on with this thing. Let's try to go back out and come back in. Okay. But I am so, I just want us to get to the place where I wanted to give my men something to do. I wanted my men that went to jail because they got put up, set up or because they got into made bad choices, bad decisions. We all have, you know, we all have. And some of y'all need to be in jail. It's not. You guys know y'all credit. Y'all know y'all didn't do some things yourself and you need to be in jail because they ain't got caught yet. So I'm just saying. But my thing is, our men have great talent. And I've seen great talent in jail. I've seen it. I have seen great talent, and I've seen some of them have been in jail, and they had their own businesses, and they actually have gone into the prison system, come out, and they still need to have a job. All right, you guys, is this better? I'm back. This is the third time. I do apologize for the choppiness. I do apologize. Let me see how it's looking again. Let's see here. This is crazy. I've never seen anything like this before. But is this better? I hope. Okay. I think we're good, right? Okay. Welcome, everybody. I do appreciate you guys for tuning in. I'm just trying to, I just need some help to understand how I need to handle this. And I didn't want to tread on my brother at all. I didn't even want to do the show, but his attitude was so bad. The lion got so bad to where every time my husband called, you know, oh, the tow truck was there. We're going to have the tow to the Mercedes place. It was already at the Mercedes place, and, oh, I'm going to call them, and I'm going to take care of the bill. It was all of this lying, one lie after another. And my poor husband was hanging on every word because he thought that this guy was going to do the right thing, and he didn't, okay? Thank God that my husband got a warranty on the car, and he's able to get it fixed. But it was a little choppy at first. It was a little sticky. It was, you know, I was upset, okay? But I kind of stayed out of it. But I did call him today to see if he wanted to actually come on before I didn't want to drag him. I'm not trying to drag him through the mud. I'm not trying to drag Carolina cars through the mud in Concord, Virginia. And I told y'all, let's shout out to Robert, okay, 704-315-7879. I'm just saying. But I do appreciate everybody that tuned in, and I hope I'm sounding. Am I sounding a little better? Give me some. Let me know if I'm sounding better. Jay Smooth, welcome. DM, welcome. Welcome, you guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. But I just want us to, if we don't do our own businesses, I want us to be 100%. I want us to have our crap together. I ain't going to say what I want to say. I want us to step out and hold your head up and be proud. This is my business. I stand behind my business. And even when I get the building that I'm looking for, I am going to put people in there that are proud owners, that are proud to have their own business. We're not having no ghetto-ness. We're not having folks standing outside. We're not doing that. We are going to make people proud. We are going to make black folk proud to have their own. This is why I keep saying I want people that's going to come there, be responsible, because I'm not going to be there. This is your business. I'm just supplying the space. And I am still looking for that building. I was hoping that they would call me back and say, hey, I know this pandemic. Okay, we'll take the 16. I could do the 16. That's not a big deal. We get the 1,600. We get at least 20, 25 vendors in there. And we were going to let 10 in at a time. You know, we were going to do the COVID thing. We're going to have the mask. We're going to spray down. We're going to close up for about 30 minutes to you know, every 2 hours. We're going to close down to spray it down. Then we're going to reopen for another 2 hours. We have the COVID thing down pat. But I want us to be proud. I don't want us to operate like white folks. They don't care. They don't care about our money. I don't want to leave. I don't want somebody to leave my building or leave one of my vendors. And I'm going to have my number out there. So if one of my vendors are not doing what they're supposed to do, then I am going to step to them. Excuse me. This is the way we need to do business. I'm holding them accountable. If you're going to, and I'm not there to be your mother. I'm not, I promise you. But I want, if your business, if somebody comes to them and say, hey, you sold me a steel cupcake, or you sold me a pair of shoes that broke, tore up within a week, or, hey, you did my nails and my nail came off, I want you to fix it. I don't want them to have to come to me. I want you to fix it. This is your building, your business. Have pride in your own. I don't want to step into any of it, but I'm not going to have the representation is everything. I need people that are going to have great products. I need people that are going to put the money into their business. Yes, we don't have a whole lot of it, but guess what? That's why I'm taking donations. That's why I'm taking, I still have the GoFundMe up. That's why I'm taking, so therefore we can put money toward helping you or helping them to even get started or helping their money toward, okay, take some of this money. You need a little product? Here, take $100, take $200, take $300 to get your product. We need pledges. That's what I'm taking, pledges. I want people to pledge every month. Pledge $20, pledge $10, pledge $5. Pledge something toward your own community in trying to get our own business. We're trying to get our own thing, okay? But it's going to take us working as a team. And we have to work as a team. It's called group economics. And Todd Anderson talked about group economics with us. He talked about us coming together, and he talked about us being above and beyond. Yes, he said, yes, black folks don't have a whole lot of money, but still what we do have, we put it into our business. We put it, we go above and beyond. We have great attitude, great customer service. And I'm telling you, when I walk into a door of a business and they acknowledge that I'm there, I want to spend money. But when I go there and they don't even speak to me, I don't want to spend money in your facility. I don't want to spend money with you. And I don't. If you don't have great customer service, I went up to the drive through of one of the restaurants. I can't think of which one it was. And the girl, her attitude was so stank. I was like, whoa, you didn't want to get out the bed this morning. I said this to her. I said, wow, you're not having a good day, are you? And that right there should have been for her to be like, oh, my gosh, she see the attitude. She see my whatever. That should have been – that was a clue to her from me to be – I was trying to tell her, I see you. I see stank. I see a bad attitude. I see – that you're having some issues, and I'm not supposed to be able to see that, because when you come to work, you put all that stuff behind you. When I go to work, nobody knows what kind of day I had or what kind of day I'm having. Nobody knows unless I open my mouth and say, hey, this is what's going on. No, That's how it should be. You're supposed to come to your business with a smile and be ready to make some money and give them the best of you that you can. Not, and then, okay, got my food, and then her manager, whatever, was at the next window or whoever was there, and I said, that one back there, you need to take her off the window. I did say that. I said, she does not want to be here. She needs to go either go home or you need to put her in the back to do some stock or something, but I would get her off my window. Because I'm going to tell you what, if I have a business and I would drive through that company, whatever, I can't even remember what restaurant it was, but it was a drive-through, and I drove through it. And I'm going to tell you what, if I was the owner, immediately right then and there, I would have taken her off that window and I would have given her a choice. Either you go home or you can go to the back and stock. And I'm going to tell you, if her attitude didn't get better, I would have said, you need to go home. Maybe if you miss a day's work, okay, then let you think about, oh, man, I better get it together because they're not going to tolerate my attitude here. And maybe she wanted to be home anyway. If that was the case, she should have called off, and I would have had somebody to come in her place. I mean, this is the way that we have to think. You know, you don't want people working for you that don't want to be there because their attitude is going to be stank. And if she had asked for it off, you know, if I couldn't get it to her, if you want to call off, you can. But just let me know, and I would have had somebody else there to take your place. I mean, I just don't believe in – I believe that we as supervisors and managers and owners can do things a little different. Because if people aren't there, if their heart's not there, maybe she had an issue at home. Maybe her baby's sick. Maybe her husband or her boyfriend, you know, had got her upset. Or maybe her mom was – maybe it was an issue somewhere. Okay, for her to come to work acting like that, something was going on. And I would rather for her to call me and say, Kathy, I can't make it. Something's going on home. I need to take care of. And I would have said, thank you for calling. I got you. Let me do blah, 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 blah. You know, I'll call somebody else because I'd had somebody else on standby. I would have enough people working in my company where I'm not going to be in a bad spot if you don't come to work. You feel me? That's where we have to be, okay? We have to be prepared. We have to have people that can take up the slack for us when we're not there. And I told these people, I said, I'm looking for a manager for this business building because I'm not going to be there, okay? It's not my job to be there. I'm just taking, you know, I'm offering your space. I don't want to be there all day, every day. That's not what I'm there for. And the manager is going to, and I'm going to offer that manager, let me know if you guys think this is a great idea or not, but I'm going to offer that manager, she'll be able to sell, that person, he or she, will be able to sell their product and keep all the money. You just have to open for me, and the last person that leaves, check in with the manager, and they will say, hey, I'm the last person that leaves. I'm the last one here. I am locked at the door. And that's it. That's all I want. I don't need a manager that, you know, she's not your mom either. She's going to be my eyes when I'm not there. But, you know, I'm going with grown people, okay? And this person is the person you're not going to be paying. I'm not expecting this, my manager to pay me rent. I'm expecting every dime that she make will be her own. I just need your eyes and ears, and you see somebody stealing or you see somebody is not doing what they're supposed to do or you see somebody is acting ghetto and acting crazy, then you have my permission to put them out. I'm just saying, we are there. We are going to run. We're going to give you 100, and I want your 100. That's what I want. I don't want us to come there with this bad behavior. No, black folk, that's not who we are. We don't have to act. You know, yes, some of us came from the project, but we don't have to act like projects, do we? We at some point, we want to step it up. At some point, we want to do better. At some point, we don't want our past to follow us into the present. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you grew up in a project. Okay, so what? We're not gonna, you know, hold that against you. But we don't expect you to bring the project into your business. Okay, so if you know that there is some ghettoness, then I expect you to work on that. I expect you to do the work, just like my friend, you know, Mr. Robert. I expect him that he has a lion spirit. He needs a deliverance. Do I have any deliverers in the audience? Do I have anybody that can help Mr. Robert with his lion spirit, okay? Because he's a thief and he's a liar. Do I have anybody that can help him with that? I'm just saying, I digress. But I just want us to just want more for yourself, want more for your business, want more. You want to thrive, then you got to put the work in to make that happen. You can't give half-ass nothing and expect 100%. That's not going to work. It's not going to fly. I'm just saying, family. I expect, and I hope you expect 100%, because I know if I had this building, it would be clean, okay, before I opened it. I would paint the walls. I would do my part because I would never want you to come into, you know, a place where the carpet's nasty or the walls look like somebody else had been there and they threw food on the walls or whatever. I would want that place to be 100%, but I can't do it by myself. So I need everybody to take care of their spot. I would clean it up and I would make sure when they came in the door that it was up to par. But as we go and I fill those spots, I'm going to expect each and every one of my vendors to do their part. You clean your space up. You vacuum your area when you leave. I'll have a vacuum there for everybody. I have a couple vacuums I need to, whatever, but use the vacuum. Vacuum your area. If you have cupcakes, you have bakery goods, you have food, make sure that no food is on the floor. Make sure that bakery area, that you have your cupcakes, the cake area is clean. That's all. I don't think that's too much to ask for, okay? But I just want us family to, we don't want to be the stereotype that they say. We don't want to be who they call us. We want to be different. We want to fool folks. We want to be like, yeah, I know you thought it was going to be like this, but this is what it is. And show them. I can show you better than I can tell you. We're not ghetto. We're not going to act the way you thought we would. We won't make Willie Lynch out a lie. How about that? I'm just saying. And I think it can be done. But it's going to be done through us making a difference. And not knowing that we have this integrity issue and we're not going to address it. And I told him at the end of the conversation, I said, I wish you well. I said, but if you continue like this with the integrity issue, dishonesty, and being a thief, your business is not going to thrive. I said, yes, you may get away with it for now. You may get away with it for 10 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years maybe. I said, but karma will bite you in the butt. And you won't last. And I wasn't putting anything on him. I'm just saying. Because who's going to come back? Who's going to? Because I know eventually, at first I was going to allow him, I was going to think about give me another vehicle. And had told my husband that I wanted him to get me a certain kind of car to look for it, you know. But I said I would go back to him. And even when I left there, I said, I don't want him looking. That day when I left there, I said, I don't want him looking for a car for me. I don't want him to, no, I'm not going to deal with him. And that's what I told my husband the first day when I met him. I said, no, he's not trustworthy. And I'm not going to buy anything from him. So I didn't even have him looking for me because he, you know, he goes to different auctions and stuff. But I said, no, thank you. I'll pass. And I'm glad I did because we had two cars like that, and both of them was broke. We'd be in trouble. But thank God my husband has a pickup truck that he drives. Okay, he's been driving that. But I hope it's doing something for us. I'm not here to complain and fuss about somebody. You know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to always come to the black folks and be negative about us. I want us to think. I want us to do better. I seen the video where Black Lives Matter, the girl was twerking on the Capitol. That hurt my heart because that's not who black folk are. Why is it that this is what Black Lives Matter represented? It doesn't represent anything good for black people, but they had this black girl twerking with a red, white, and blue flag on, looking like shorts, and it was terrible, but she was twerking in front of white folk, and she's going up the stairs shaking her butt twerking, and it's just a mess. And I thought, is this how Black Lives Matter can represent? This is the only way that they can represent black people. Why are we always represented negatively? Why are we always represented like we're so ghetto? Why are we always represented? And that helps, that gives a bad light on black people when white folks see that and they see those videos and they say, look at them black folks. They're bored, them black folks. They just so blah, blah, blah. You know, no, that's not who we are. I'm so tired of people representing us like that, and we don't hold them accountable. Why didn't somebody hold Black Lives Matter accountable for that video? Why was it okay? This is what I'm saying. When it comes to us, we just sit back and we accept whatever. Why was that okay for us to accept that video of us looking like, I don't even know what it was, terrible. That's not who we are. But nobody is saying anything. We just, well, I don't want to be the one to call them out because I don't want to be the one they call racist. Well, guess what? They call me racist or not. My thing is, you need to get it straight. You need to correct it. You need to do better. You're not going to sit up here and represent us, but making us look like we fools and making us look crazy, and we don't say nothing. No. When you represent black people, this is what we need you to do. We need you to represent us well. We need you to make it look like us and not somebody out of comic book. I'm just saying. But we don't say anything, and that's where we're messing up. That's where we're dropping the ball, okay? Because we should be calling people out when we see that have our best interest at heart. We have to say something. We have to call them out. We have to put their feet to the fire and be like, no, just like some of this music that we're hearing, okay? Some of this music should, right here, when we hear them cussing and, you know, bees this and hoes, no, hold on. My child is not listening to that. And if you can't play something better than that, we're not even going to tune. We're going to tune you out. We're not going to turn the radio on. And I guarantee you, if we start doing stuff like that, they'll stop making music like that because they know we're not going to buy it. We're not going to listen to it. But we don't call people out when they have music that they cussing out and they, you know, white folks don't have music like that. Did you hear any white people music cussing each other out? Why do we always have the negativity attached to us? I don't see. I have not heard one white person music. Even in this country, I heard, well, both his wife left him. You know, I don't hear no cussing folks help. I'm just saying. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I'm just saying. I want us to get the same love. I want them to, when they see us, that they don't see clowns. When they see us, they see people that love each other and respect each other, or code behavior. I want a whole lot in the black community needs to change. Our mindset, for one, needs to change. And we need to be like, this is what we're going to represent. And if you can't represent this, then you're not representing anything. And that's where we should be right now. That's where we have to be. Enough of this acceptable behavior, negative acceptable behavior. Enough of this looking like clowns and we cussing. And, you know, we had a one woman that came on that was, talking about Ice Cube, okay, his contract. The woman was cussing him out so bad about the contract, and I'm like, dude, that contract is for you. He made the contract for you. And you cussing him out because he wants you to ask for something? That's how we know the bootlegs. When we see people that got on our brother because he was trying to ask for something before you gave your vote, and you got mad because you said it was the wrong timing. Well, okay, maybe he should have asked a little sooner. Is that what you're saying? Or wait until after the election, then ask. As you see, us not asking for something before the election is getting us nothing after the election. Because the first 100 days, I don't hear what Biden is saying anything that he's going to do for black people. I haven't heard one thing, but I've seen where this woman cussed Ice Cube out on national, but it was highlighted. It was highlighted. Why? Why does she feel the need to do that? To please white folks? Why does she feel the need to disrespect our brother, our king? To please who? Where was she coming? What angle was she coming from? What was she trying to prove by doing that? Because you already proved that you're a fool, for one, because you didn't ask for anything. Because somebody said, we don't need any more handouts. What the hell are you talking about? Everybody else. Black folk, the only one, they're talking about we don't need any handouts. Black folk, the only one. You don't hear the Jews talking about we don't want no handouts. Because they get $38 million. They got $38 million last year. I didn't hear not one say, we don't need no handouts. You keep that $38 million. Did you? I didn't hear the Asians when they gave them, or the Indians. I didn't hear when they offered them $3 million. I didn't hear them say, no, we don't need a hand up. You keep that. I didn't hear the Asians when they was giving them a hand up this summer because of COVID. I didn't hear one person say, oh, we don't need that hand up. You keep that. I don't hear that from them, but I hear from black people. Why? Why are we so, I don't understand. I'm trying to understand us. We'll tell somebody in a minute, I don't want a handout. It's not a handout, it's a hand up. Everybody else gets a hand up, except us. When they come to us, oh, I don't want your money. We're good. No, we're not. We're not good. Our wealth sucks. Have you looked around? Our wealth sucks. The wealth gap is tremendous. We've not moved forward from 1963 till now. We've not moved one inch. And you have the nerve to turn down something? Seriously? Well, you turn yours down. I'll take your share. And anybody else share who don't want their share. If you don't want your share, you sit over there. But when we come to take reparations, I want all, and I want to get it every year. Because I don't think that we deserve, I don't think that we're supposed to just get one payment. I think we're supposed to get several payments from several different people. We need a payment from the Arabs. We need a payment from the Jews. We need a payment from Africa. I'm just saying, we need a payment from the Pope. Because that's who put it, the Roman Church Catholic, the Roman Church. We need a payment from them also because he was the one that put his approval on slavery. You're going to put your approval on enslaving other people? Oh, yeah, you're going to pay us reparations. Please, thank you. We'll take it because you didn't have a right. You didn't have a right to say, "Oh, we're gonna go snatching black folks from their land and bring them over here to be our slaves to do for us, and we're not gonna do for ourselves." And then turn around after you let us have a slavery, you didn't give us a dime, and still don't want to give us a dime because you will tell us, "Well, half of those people, there's no slaves left now." Well, guess what? There's no slave owners left now. That's what you said. But guess what? You didn't say that when the Jews came. You didn't say that because there's none left that was who put them in to survive the Holocaust. Is there? If it is, it might be one or two or ten. I don't know how many, but still, you didn't say that to them. You didn't say that to the Asians. You didn't say that to the Indians. But you'll say it to black folks. Because ain't nobody in that 1866 treaty that was made with the Indians. Nobody is still living from those days, right? But you still gave them reparations. Okay, so don't come to me with that, "Well, we weren't living when nobody's living. Nobody is living. Nobody, no slaves or no slave owners are still living nowadays. So we're not giving you nothing." No, you didn't say that to any other culture, but you want, and we're not taking a study. We don't need a study. You didn't give nobody else a study. Okay, when you came with this pandemic, you just gave out how many trillions of dollars. You didn't give a study. You just gave them money. Chinese people this summer, when they were talking about COVID and when COVID was messing with their businesses, you gave them money. You didn't do a study. But every time it comes to black people, we got to do a panel. We got to do a study because we need to know more about slavery. What the hell you need to know about slavery that existed? I can't even get it out. You know it existed, right? You know you didn't pay us, right? You know you left us with a piece of bread, and no donkey, no land, no nothing. You get a piece of bread and you a bag of what? Probably two apples and a loaf of bread. They go. You didn't give us nothing. Then you came and burned our cities down. When we making it happen for our own, you came and you burned the cities down. So you owe us for that. Then you turn around and kill our leaders in 63. You owe us for that. And now you still owe us for killing our babies now. So you owe us for that. So it's not just one payment. It's several payments. It's like you get the Jews, it's several payments. Look how much money every year the Jews get. We're talking about millions. Every year. So the same amount you're giving them, you give us. You make a check for them, you make a check for us. And what we do, we totally separate. Totally separate from them. We start educating our own babies. We have our own communities. And we get rid of some of those black laws. Because they still have the slave laws. Jim Crow laws. We have to get rid. We need to redo a whole lot of stuff. Defund and dismantle the police. All of that. We got to start from scratch, but we don't need to be with them doing it. We need our own land, and we don't need them to pick it out. We'll tell you what land we want. We're going to do our own research, and we'll tell you the land that we want. We don't want you picking out our land, because you'll put us like the Jews did in Israel, and when those black people came over there, they gave them the bomb, the area where they were bombed, and it was so much, it was just disgusting. They had to work from that. This is what they did to them. And I can't, demonia, I think they call it demona, okay? They still are in Israel, which they got no business being there because it says that Israel is going to be trodden down by the Gentiles until the day. And that's who's in there now, the Gentiles, okay? Which is not Hebrew, that has nothing to do with Hebrew, Israelites, nothing, okay? They are fake, and we know that. But they have no business over there, but they are. Okay, and those black folk ain't got no business because Israel is going to be destroyed. So why are you there? I'm just saying. And they, the king, the person, the president of Israel told them that they had to leave. and they still stayed. But that was God's way of telling them to get out, because I'm getting ready to destroy this land. I can't destroy this land with you still here. But they think that they're supposed to be there for whatever reason, because he said, my people will perish for the lack of knowledge. And my people will perish for the lack of knowledge. Okay, I did not want to be on here all day. I am done. I just wanted to bring that to our attention, you guys. Okay, because we're trying to work it. It's time. This is our time. But we will not just come out any kind of way. We're not going to accept bad behavior. We're not going to accept bad business practice. We had enough of that with them. We're just not going to do it. Jasmine, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are not going to continue. We're not going to start off on the wrong foot with bad behavior. We're just not doing it. If you're going to have a business in the black community, we are going to expect cold behavior. We're going to expect you to come out with good, great customer service. We are going to expect you to come to work with a smile. We're going to expect you to come and work with a smile. We're not going, I don't care what's going on in your house. It doesn't matter. This is you having your own business. You have to put that stuff aside, and you have to come no matter what, and you got to come with a smile. You got to bring it. That's what we're looking for. So we're expecting that. We're expecting that. Welcome, Jasmine. Thank you for joining. Haven't seen you in a month of Sundays. I'm coming on every Wednesday, you guys, for now, because you know my work schedule changes. I'm trying to retire, y'all. So I've been working like a dog, stacking my bread, and I hope you guys are into Bitcoin, because if you're not, man, y'all, missing it. I'm telling you, I started with $20, and I'm up to over, I'm just not even going to tell you, but I'm just saying, y'all need to invest in Bitcoin. If you ain't got Bitcoin, I'm telling y'all, y'all doing yourself an injustice. I'm telling you, Bitcoin is on fire. I hope you guys have gotten your silver, and I hope you guys are getting your extra food. I have just gotten the Patriot, and I wish I could show you guys. I just got it the other day, and it's the Patriot. I can't even take the computer over there. No, I can't do it, but I'm just saying, I hope you guys have your stack food and your water, okay? If nothing else, get your water. Get water. If I get paid, get water. Water, water, water. Get two, you know, water is $2.50 at Walmart. Get you two. Every time you get paid, get you, so you have about four. Get you some water. I'm just saying, we can go without food, but you can't go without water, and you can go and get you some, you know, like with Vienna, Vienna sausages. They have turkey now. You can get you just little cheap knickknacks. I'm just saying, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money, but every pay you guys should be spending about $5 or maybe $10. Five for food, like go to the dollar store and get your little can, you know, of tuna. I'm just saying, get your beans, get you some rice, have your toiletries, because I'm telling you guys, 2021, a whole lot of us gonna die because we're not gonna be prepared. And please, you guys, please don't take that vaccine. I cannot beg black folk enough. I know you guys have not forgotten how they treated us and how they treat us every day. I know you. It's impossible to believe that you think that they care about you when they're still killing our children in the street. This right here, this insurrection that they are experiencing amongst them on their own, you let them do it. That's their stuff. That's not our stuff. And you let them kill up each other. I'm just saying, you get your popcorn and you sit your behind on the side of, get your chair, and you sit there and watch the show, because that's what I'm doing. I am watching the show, and I'm enjoying every minute of it, because I know this thing is done. I am so excited. I know this thing is done. Jasmine, this thing is done, right? Girl, I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm literally looking at the end right in front of my face. I'm just saying. I have to make sure my glasses are clean to be able to make sure I don't want to miss nothing, because I'm so excited. It's done, and we're seeing it's done, and it's so exciting because I didn't think I would be living to be able to say it's done. Oh, my God, I'm seeing the fall of America in front of my face, and it's like, oh, my God. I don't know what's been going on. I don't even know if anything has gone on since our inauguration, but I don't know. I thought they were going to do some things across the country at the Capitol. I don't know. I don't even know what time the inauguration started, but I am so excited. Just get your bag of popcorn and watch the show, because I'm telling you, 2021 is going to be hell for them. And I remember Dana Stevens, he's a white guy, and he talks a lot about, you know, who we are and stuff. And he said the first two pandemic was going to affect us, but the next three on is not. And I don't know why the first two did. Even in Israel, back in the day when they were escaping, remember Egypt? They were leaving out of Egypt, and some of them got infected with some stuff, and some things was happening, so they said, okay, put the blood on the door. Remember, this isn't a biblical thing. And they put the thing on the sign on the door, and, you know, they were good. But I don't know, but I'm watching the show because I'm excited because I know that this thing is done. It's done. Get my little water. I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah. Drink a little water. But, yeah, this thing, y'all hang in there and keep your head on the swivel. Take your candy bars with you. You leave home, you take your candy bars with you. Okay? We do believe in, I don't advocate violence, but I do believe in protecting our own, protecting your family. Second Amendment. I believe that when you leave home, everything and everybody goes with you. And you keep your head on the swivel, and we travel in packs. We travel in groups. We travel in twos. I'm just saying, right now, things are in such a chaos. We travel in twos. Don't be out there going to the bank. Don't be out there shopping and doing a whole lot of stuff at night. Even during the day right now, just keep, be alert. If I could just go and to the store or go to work and come back, I'd do just that. I'm just saying, just watch. Don't park the, just watch. I mean, everybody that come close to you, my eyes is like this. You should see me when I'm out. I'm looking. I'm constantly looking. People walk behind me, I will turn around and look. I'm just serious. I'm just saying, because I don't trust them at all, at all. And I think once you, we cannot put our don't put your guards down on them, okay? Don't sleep on them because they are angry, but they're angry with each other. But if you know how you're in the way and if they go, you know, a dog will be in a dog fight, but because you're standing there, you may get bit. That's why I tell you, get your popcorn, sit on the sidelines, let them fools fight. Let them do what they're going to do to each other. Because you remember the battle, and then I'm going to go. You remember the battle in the Bible where God, Yahshua, put a blindness on them and they begin to fight one another? Remember that? Yes, that's what's going on now. We ain't got nothing to do with it. We don't have to protect ourselves. I mean, we don't have to, like, fight them because he fights for us when it comes to them. Y'all know that, right? Just watch what happens. Sit back and watch and enjoy the show. With that said, I am so grateful for everybody joining. Get the likes up, like and share. Hit that thumbs, hit the bell, hit the thumbs up, and all that great stuff. Enjoy the show. Just hit the little what you call it? What's that little thing? Let me look on here and see what it is. Okay. Subscribe. How about that? Subscribe, you guys. Okay. I want to see the numbers go up. We're trying to get 300 at least. Okay. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. And take care. We'll be back next Wednesday, around 11:30. Okay? We'll see you then. Take care. Peace, family. All righty. Those of you that don't want to. All righty. Blog Talk. I'm still here. I appreciate everybody that tuned in. I need for you guys to get the likes up. You guys' numbers looking good. I want them to stay looking good. I want you guys to tell me what subjects you want to see on Blog Talk, okay? I've been doing a lot of black issues. Racism in America is where I am now. And I'm trying to stick with that right now. And I think that needs to be handled. Okay. With that said, Blog Talk, I didn't want to keep you on here that long. And I do appreciate each and every person that comes through here. And even the ones that come after I'm done and, you know, throughout the week, you guys, check out the shows. I do appreciate that. Don't stop doing that. Continue with your support. If you guys want to do an ad on my show, please feel free to get with me at hardtruths@gmail.com. It's hardtruths12@gmail.com. Okay? hardtruths12@gmail.com. But with that said, I appreciate you guys from tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I did have a little issues with the middle part of my online broadcast, so I hope a lot of people tuned in on the radio because I did give you the live chat number. So I appreciate each and every person. You continue coming on here and sharing what you think and how you feel, and, you know, continue. With that said, I want you guys to have a great day. And just don't forget, I'll be on here every Wednesday until I change my schedule, because my schedule of work has been changing. And until they change it back, I think I'll be on Wednesdays. I think I'll be off next Wednesday, okay? With that said, I'm trying to see if I can get some music up here. I want you guys to have a great day. I'm not going to be able to get no music here, huh? Alrighty, Vlog Talk. I don't know what's going on here. Oh, Vlog Talk went off. Ain't there something? What in the heck is going on with my? I'm telling you, my radio, my phone. I don't know what's going on here. Alright, Vlog Talk. This is crazy. I have to log back on to Vlog Talk so something happened with my login. I don't know what's going on. It's just really funny here. A whole lot of stuff is hitting the fan here, but I'm good. I don't care. It doesn't bother me one way or another. I hope it don't bother you guys, because I will keep flowing, honey. I don't care what this thing is doing. It's just crazy now, because even when I was doing the show, it was going, and my computer went out, and now my phone is doing something funny. So I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it. I don't care. I'm just doing what I do best to run my mouth. But I do still appreciate you guys for tuning in. I'm trying to get some music so I can end the broadcast. But it's taking its time to the studio. But thank you so much, you guys, for... it's not even letting me find the server. What is going on? Isn't that weird? I don't know what happened. Well, I guess I'm going to have to end it this way here, Blog Talk. Thank you so much for you guys tuning in. I hate that. I'm going to try to get you some music. Let's see if I can get you some music. Because don't y'all like the music when I end with music? I love that. Let people know that we're wrapping it up, and you get to hear. Oh, something's wrong with the server. Oh, you're looking for, might have been, this is weird. So, okay, you guys, Blog Talk. It's something with the server now. It's not my computer. I thought it was my computer, but it's not. But I appreciate you guys. I love you guys for tuning in. And with that said, have a great week and be careful out there. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next Wednesday at 11:30. Bye.